Have you ever wondered on how we colonize and terraform other planets? Or if astronauts' ice cream is real? Is extraterrestrial exploration limited to robots? Or will humans explore the outside worlds in the near future? What makes rockets launch and satellites broadcast information? Hello everyone, I am your host Athar, and I ask you all to join me in this journey with science. This is a short series where such questions are pondered upon and answered with the help of some special guests. Join us as we deliberate upon these engineering marvels made by the students of MIT Manipal. I present to you Cosmic TED Talks.
Part 2, the Parikshit Satellite Team.
Hello everyone, welcome to another new episode of Astrobytes. I am Athar, your host and part of the astronomy club, and joining with me today in the panel is Arushi Dhanuka. She's another board member of the astronomy club, and I have with me two amazing speakers from the student project Parikshit. Guys, would you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Shishir, and I'm the payload applications and public relation head at Parikshit.
Hi, I'm Nidhi, and I'm the testing and performance module engineer Parikshit.
So, before we get to know more about the student project Parikshit, why don't you tell our audience more about what satellites are in general? It's like, we know what satellites are, but we don't know what they are, right? So, just tell us more about satellites in brief, the components, what they do, etc., etc.
Okay, so basically satellites are artificial man-made bodies that orbit the Earth or other planets with interest of acquiring data for various applications. So particularly, like, there can be multiple type of satellites. Like, there are communication satellites, then there are imaging satellites, right? Then there are GPS satellites. So there can be various types of satellites. And other than that, like, speaking about us, we have an Earth observation, low Earth orbit satellite. And we lie in the range of an orbit around like 600 to 650 kilometers of altitude from the Earth.
So moving on, I have understood orbital mechanics to be an important part of a satellite team. So for all of those people out there, could you tell us about a little bit about orbital mechanics and what attitude determination actually means and comprises of?
Yeah, so in Parikshit, we use orbital mechanics basically to determine how our orbit would be. We run a lot of simulations here where we use all the concepts related to orbital mechanics to predict how our orbit would be so that we can carry out other analysis related to it. And then attitude determination and control is basically a subsystem here that deals with ensuring the satellite is stable. So once the satellite is out of the PSLV, we'll be tumbling at very high speeds. So our first job would be to bring it down to a lower angular velocity so that we can carry out our payload functioning, which is basically clicking images of the Earth.
All right. Coming to know more about Parikshit itself, we all know that Parikshit is one of the most respected and accomplished student projects in MIT Manipal. For the audience, if you haven't heard from the last episode, a student project is basically a team of students who research, design, and build various projects like a drone or a self-driving car, or in this case, a satellite for internationally coveted competitions or stuff like that, or solving an issue. And the projects are usually funded by MIT and its faculty. I understand Parikshit doesn't have any fundings like that, or they don't take part in such competitions, but it is a fully dedicated satellite team. They aim to launch a satellite into space soon enough. It is a very ambitious goal, and yeah, so I want you to tell the audience more about what Parikshit is, its departments, categories, its primary focus, etc.
Okay, so talking about, first I'll start with the vision that we carry forward.
Yeah.
So basically, our vision is to make aerospace more stuff related to aerospace and satellite tech more accessible to students. And the part of the reason why Parikshit was started by our seniors was just that to make students in MIT more interested towards the whole satellite tech arena and all. And yeah, so this is the mission, like to make space stuff and space related technology more accessible to the students. In our case, more specifically satellite tech.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking about the dynamics of the team, we have six subsystems. We have six technical subsystems and one management and operation subsystems. So should I elaborate about the subsystems?
I think you can give a small brief about what each subsystem is. You don't have to go into the details of it.
Okay. So the six subsystems we have are one, attitude determination and control, responsible for the orientation of the satellite in its orbit. We have communication and the ground station subsystem, responsible for communicating with the satellite.
Mm-hmm.
We have onboard data handling subsystem, which basically deals with the flight software and basically handling the data onboard. And we have a payload subsystem. So basically those guys are responsible for all the operations with the payload. We have a structure, thermals and mechanism subsystem. So basically to verify and basically to simulate space environments to make sure the structure is like ready for the space environments. And we have electronic power subsystems. So basically those guys work towards like manufacturing of PCBs.
Mm-hmm.
And like simulating them and all. So yeah,
okay.
These are the six subsystems.
All right. Yeah, I think that's informative enough. I've come to understand from you people, and Parikshit is developing what is known as a 2U class satellite, which is a normal non-space grade. It's a nano satellite. Why don't you tell us more about what the satellite is actually made of and like what it is, like how it is made and stuff like that.
Yeah, so for the various components of the satellite, we actually use COTS components, which are commercially off-the-shelf components. So the thing about using such components is that the satellite will be very low cost, and that's why easily accessible to someone who wants to build a satellite, because it'll be very well under budget. And because we are using COTS components, we also have to perform various tests to ensure that they are reliable. So even if you're using something that's very commercially available, it has to be very well tested so that it can function in space when we send the satellite out there.
So I've scouted around other student projects in and around MIT, and I've seen like some marvelous innovations which are I couldn't come up with the mind that I have. I mean, I've seen MRM ZI software, I've seen Project Manas's current drone, Seraphim, if I'm not wrong. Are there any other innovations which Parikshit in itself have developed, like one of their own inventions?
Okay. So, fun fact, our satellite has an experimental payload that has never been sent into space.
Mm-hmm.
It's called an electrodynamic tether. So, basically, like put it in simple words, it's long conducting wire. And once it gets deployed, it deorbits the satellite.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you're not contributing to space junk. It's a passive deorbiting system.
Okay.
Right. So that is like, we're the first satellite to carry that payload.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, it was tested at NASA's zero gravity flight. So that's something. Other than that, the applications that we can pull off through our primary cameras, thermal images,
mm-hmm.
are very vast. Like, we're researching towards like multiple applications that we can pull off through the data.
Okay.
And we have a very unique image processing pipeline that can give like various type of analytics through
mm-hmm.
that data. So yeah.
Achha, can you tell the audience more about what this deorbiting tether is? Just a brief.
Yeah. So basically it's a passive deorbiting system. What a passive deorbiting system is, usually how satellites deorbit themselves is by using thrusters or something
mm-hmm.
else, which basically requires power.
Okay.
That can be in the form of fuel or battery. How a tether works is that it's a long conducting wire,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you deploy it in the ionosphere, it creates a loop, and then a retarding force will act on it. And because of that retarding force, it slowly spirals down to the atmosphere and it burns itself up.
Okay.
So you're not giving any power to that module.
Okay.
To function.
Okay, okay, got it.
Yeah, and apart from the tether, which is an amazing innovation, to test out the various components and our whole satellite, like I mentioned before, we are also working on building an in-house test facility, which will basically comprise of Helmholtz cage and an air-bearing test facility. So the cage will generate magnetic fields that basically will simulate the magnetic field of the Earth, those values, and then the air-bearing test facility will give the will allow the satellite to move freely.
Oh, got it.
So we will be able to simulate and test out all our algorithms, and we'll be able to see how it actually works here, like it would in space.
Okay, that is pretty great. So Parikshit has a lot of publications and grants under its name for various domains in attitude determination and payload and communication systems. So can you tell us more about the most notable and important publications that we have so far, and what kind of technologies or innovations we've introduced through them?
Okay, talking about publications, the team has close to like 70 plus publications till now, since the time it was established. And talking about noticeable works, like our structures and thermals team presented its publication regarding our satellite buses hardware at IEC Jerusalem, where they also got an opportunity to meet Sunita Williams. So yeah, that's a thing. And there were like many other notable publications in terms of like whole the modeling of the flight software and the how PCBs were designed and all. So yeah, also we have an in-house SIL, which is software in loop. So various publications regarding that were also published. So yeah, those are some of the notable works.
Yeah, especially the Sunita one was a huge, huge brag. Hats off to that. yeah, good job on that as well. Acha, I have come to know from your very illustrated Instagram profile that you people have participated in this student conclave program, which was held recently, like I think a few weeks ago, if I'm not wrong, in Delhi, among many other conferences. Why don't you share your experience from those events?
The experience was great. Like, literally, our team got a chance to meet the chairman of ISRO. So, respected sir visited our booth, and other than that, we got to meet a lot of dignitaries that showed like immense interest in our whole system. So that was very motivating and inspiring for us as a team, and we got exposed to a whole lot of new opportunities in terms of in which directions we can expand. And I mean, the guidance is very like, it's invaluable. So yeah, it was a great experience for me.
Yeah, and one more thing that we gained from going there was just the perspective about how we could actually be contributing to the space industry rather than just keep making a satellite and then going to launch it. We also got a lot of perspective about how we could actually use what we're making out there to be of proper use to someone and help. And just listening to those people come and talk and share their knowledge, that itself was amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've had a great experience from going there. Let's address the elephant in the room. I've got to hear very recently that Parikshit has a tie-up with ISRO. First of all, congratulations to the entire team. I'm sure this is not an easy feat at all to achieve. As far as I know, you also have like various organizations approach you for, I don't know, various reasons. Why don't you tell us more about this tie-up or collaboration?
Okay, so our tie-up with ISRO is not like very recent. We've always been under the guidance of ISRO. So we were in contact with ISRO earlier than this as well. But yeah, now that we have a tie-up, So it's great. And other than that, we have tie-ups with like other startups. Like basically, Indian aerospace scene is popping up right now,
Yeah,
right? It's
agree.
something that's very booming. So there are certain startups that are upcoming. I can't, of course, name the startups that we have tie-ups with, but
Understandable.
yeah, we have like 3 to 4 companies that are like looking forward to work with us.
One last question. I'm pretty sure there are a number of people who want to pursue aerospace engineering as a career option, and they would definitely take inspiration from all of you like gathered here, and like they would also like to design such rovers or satellites for their future projects and endeavors. Do you people have any thoughts or tips for them, tips and tricks, or if you do?
I think Parikshit is a great place to start. The kind of exposure I've gotten and the knowledge that this place has provided me is unparalleled. It would not be for the kind of learning I've had if I wasn't in this team since first year. So I think that is something that is imperative if you want to excel in this field. It is to keep learning and to try to understand as many facets of aerospace as you can.
That's a real thought, Arushi. Do you people have anything else to
Yeah, the experience that personally speaking, the experience I've had in Parikshit is like great. And again, like it was a great decision for me to be a part of this team. And there's a lot to learn. Like the knowledge is free flowing, so basically you get to learn about the whole system of how a satellite functions. So like that itself is a huge opportunity, just in your BTech phase. So yeah, that's a great plus of Parikshit.
Yeah,
And
and then when it comes to any task, it usually will be a task that will involve at least a couple of subsystems. So when you have a task at hand, you usually get to learn a lot more apart from just your appointed thing. It won't be that just you'll be learning one thing. There's a lot of other things also that you will be working on. And then when it comes to Parikshit, we have an extensive alumni network. So if there's any field you want to go in, you can just look it up and there'll be at least 10 people out there. You can approach any one of them and all of them are so helpful. They'll get on a call with you, tell you the right things, connect you to the right people. So that's a plus point, I guess.
yeah, I hear so many plus points right now, and I can physically feel the commitment you people have, like you people have like committed to the student project team yet. And I myself feel so inspired by you people. I'm pretty sure the business also feel inspired from you as well. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Shishir, and thank you so much, Nidhi, for spending a valuable time with us in creating this podcast episode. Thank you, Arushi, as well, for
Thank
joining
you.
in
Thank
and
you for
helping me
having
out.
us. Thanks for having us.
Yes, yes,
We had a great time.
yes, it was a pleasure having you as well. And we shall see you all, listeners, in the next episode.